SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has returned to Australia after a four-day bilateral visit with United States President Joe Biden in Washington. Mr. Albanese has called the US Australia's most important ally and says the meetings have been highly productive.
We put forward Australia's national interests, but it is in Australia's interest to engage in the world. And the United States is, of course, a great democracy. It's our largest two-way investment partner. And that's why the relationship really matters.
Key to the visit were hopes for action on the congressional bill for the AUKUS nuclear submarine deal. Mr. Albanese hopes Congress will pass the AUKUS agreement quickly.
We, of course, have important legislation required for AUKUS, and we're certainly hoping that the Congress can pass that legislation this year.
Though congressional sign-off is not assured, President Joe Biden says he would do his best to make the deal happen.
Do you know anyone in elective office can give a personal guarantee that happens?
Well, we'd like you to try.
No, I'm going to try and I believe it will get done.
In the wake of the Maine mass shooting, Australia's gun laws were also praised by the Vice President, Kamala Harris, who said Australia sets a strong example on the issue.
Gun violence has terrorised and traumatised so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated.
And Julian Assange also rated a mention, with the Prime Minister confirming he raised the WikiLeaks founder's detention directly. But the US appears unmoved, with National Security spokesman John Kirby saying it is a Department of Justice extradition matter. Now he's back in Australia, the Prime Minister only has a few days before he heads overseas again. Mr. Albanese will be travelling to China in November to meet President Xi Jinping. Beijing has been highly critical of the AUKUS alliance, and the US and Australia in turn have been wary of China's efforts to expand its influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Anthony Albanese has said as much in a speech in Washington, saying that China has become the test of our time and that the allies considered it their responsibility to protect the international rules-based order.
China has been explicit. It does not see itself as a status quo power. It seeks a region and a world that is much more accommodating of its values and interests.
Ahead of Mr. Albanese's looming trip to Beijing, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has underscored that thinking.
Australia and America share an affinity that reaches our souls. Now, we might view different constellations at night, but the United States and Australia see the world in much the same way.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.